Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Believe it or not, today's Wednesday, the 15th day of January, 2020. You know, even you getting old now. But it does sound wrong, eh? 2020. It sounds so wrong.
It's like your eyesight, Roy.
Well, it's 2020. Well, 2020, my eyesight.
Yes, it's good.
Yeah, I wouldn't say 2020. I can see very far, but I can't see.
It's a 20-ish.
I'm actually very happy here to go back from holiday, and I'm sure that most of you, especially men, have enough of sitting with the wife and kids on those long trips in the car, listening to the wife nyang, 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 and thinking, I owe it to myself. No, you don't. You don't owe that to yourself. I mean, what the hell is that? You know, get a life. Don't be like the rest of us. Start having fun right now. Now is the right time. It's the year 2020. I mean, what are you going to wait for 2021? I mean, I'm having fun. You know those people that say, I'm having fun when my kids do. Hey, come on, man, stop it, man. Just stop this. You have fun when you have fun. What are your kids got to do with it? I mean, do me a favor. I mean, I get a life, guys. I mean, I know you. Did you miss me?
We're all going to get a life when we'll be your age. That's fine. But tell me something. Yeah. Is people still going on holidays with their cars? I thought they're flying. It's 2020.
Some people are fitting the
come
tree.
On.
The three,
three
bastards at the back. And let me tell you,
the three.
It's not his, so the bastards.
The three things on the back, and they were fighting each other and killing each other at the back, and you're supposed to enjoy your holiday. And then your holiday, especially when you go to Cape Town this year, your holiday was freezing with big wind and a lot of rain.
You know, when you go to Eilat,
yeah,
you have the aquarium when you go under the surface and you see the fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you go there, so the lady telling you, listen, you can see a lot of interesting creatures. Some of them are actually under the water.
By the way, I think we can suggest to the men that after this, walk, It's about time to take a vacation and go on a business trip.
That's what I'm trying to say. When are you going to have time for yourself? Stop saying, I'm enjoying myself only when my kids enjoy. I come on, man, be serious. You must enjoy yourself like you must enjoy yourself and not only when your kids are going. I mean, it's very nice to see your kid happy, but not while sitting on your head and pulling your ears.
Roy, do you think this year,
yeah.
What are you going to say? This year men should take more time away from their wives. This is what you say.
I'm not saying that.
What are you
not,
saying?
Not away on vacation.
I'm not saying that. I'm just suggesting. Let me tell you. So basically, what do we have today? This one's wrong. Hold on. Relax with the background music. Yeah, yeah. All right. Are we idiots? Are we idiots? I mean, it's enough. They are enjoying them. I mean, I'm going to be happy when they're happy. Please do me a favor. If you are, am I a second-hand citizen? Oh, you go. No, I'm a first-hand citizen.
It depends who you ask.
Yeah, if you ask Zuma, I'm a second-hand citizen. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we are back. 2020, crazy, believe it or not. Thinking we have something new to say about the new year, my resolution for this year. Oh, you know, everyone has a resolution for new year. How do you say resolution in Hebrew?
Resolutia.
It sounds more like Eastern European.
Oh, resolutia.
No, that's why we say resolutia. Yeah,
really?
Actually, it's true.
But how many people actually stick?
Yeah, so plan. Call it a resolution. So everybody has a resolution. What was your resolution, Peter?
I don't have a resolution. Never do, never will have.
Well, you can say my resolution is to stay with Carla this year too. Your resolution?
I don't have to have a resolution.
Mine is to find a boyfriend, then turn him into my husband.
Here you go, guys. Turn him into your husband.
Yes.
How are you
going
to do that?
Sorry. Why? Why do you want to do it to the poor guy if you like him? Between you and me. It's only between us. No one
give him the time of his life. Like 2021 to remember.
Oh,
2021.
Right, so what are we going to do is, so 2020, hair resolution. What was your resolution last year, by the way?
Uh,
same resolution and succeed.
So, and yours.
She's looking for a rich husband.
Isn't a poor husband.
To have a new resolution, you need to
actually have a
new year. But we didn't have a new year. What? The one day that we spend at home, you call it a new year?
I don't know. People have New Year's resolution. You didn't have one. Eitan, what did you have?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice kiss on New Year's?
I think so, yeah.
Not a
nice,
a kiss.
Yeah, I did.
You had a kiss. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
With my wife, eh? No.
Also.
I don't know.
I understand that you're not taking chances in case she's listening, huh?
But you can't kiss two people at the same time. But obvious. Unless we're working on different time zones, then you can.
Not only, it doesn't have to be time zone. There is the 31st and there is the 1st.
No, you work on different times on meaning.
In the Jewish calendar, you celebrate twice, remember?
Like now, you see the time now is 6:15 in South Africa and in Israel, by the way, same time.
Yeah.
In London, it's two hours behind.
And in Bali, it's 8 hours ahead. In front of us, yeah.
I understand you have long lips.
So you go. You can kiss your girlfriend that come from Bali 8 hours before the time.
Because she has the right passport. Yeah, that's why.
12 o'clock in Hena. All right. So I say one thing, and guys, listen to me because it's very clever. You don't laugh. All right. So the clever thing is...
Don't you have the recorded laughs?
No. I used to it. People say, no, it's too fake.
But at least they will understand that it's a joke.
All right.
I think Roy should put his hands up when he...
Someone can take you seriously. It's
all right. Seriously, guys, I mean, the best thing that can... You know, instead of making resolutions, try to make the one... You know what? Choose from the last 10 years all the resolutions you haven't done. Put them all together. Say, this year I'm going to do them. Why you make every year a new resolution? I'm going to go to the gym. You know, I'm going to register myself to the gym. So then, 3 months later, you say, you know what? I didn't drop 1 kilo.
Yeah, but why
I'm going to call this bloody gym and see what's wrong with it.
Why you need to wait?
Yeah.
You don't need to wait for the 31st of December once a year to make a resolution.
No,
you don't. Change your wife. You do like me. You know me. I'm always starting a diet in the same day. You know which day is it. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's a good day.
You manage for what? A couple of weeks? A
couple of hours.
And then you...
Eh?
Do you manage your diet for a couple of hours?
No, I'm a very good one. I'm a very good one. I'm really good dieter. Anyway, so the resolution for my side, guys, I mean, instead of making a resolution, say, all right, in the last 10 years, what resolutions I have, write them down and try to make this one, instead of making new ones, a new one. And let me tell you something. So the main thing is, my father has a birthday today, and it's quite a birthday, and I'm going to really.
The 15th of January, I got 3 friends that have birthdays.
And Martin Luther King. I don't think about him.
Yeah,
Think too much about him. I mean, my father is my father, but I don't care about Martin Luther King. But
my nephew, he's 18 today.
Is it? He's 18.
Happy birthday,
so it's exactly reversed with my father. My father's 81.
Wow.
So I just want to say, Daddy. Hey.
Happy birthday.
And I actually chose a very nice song. It's a song from Shlomi Shabbat. It's especially for your dad.
And this one.
You know, I love you more than anything in the world. And wish you all the best. And just listen to this song. I think it's a lovely, lovely song. So listen to this.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Feldman. All right, we're back to all our listeners. So first of all, we're going to do the movies just now with Peter Feldman. But before that, our Telegram's number 0618951019. This is Telegram, guys, not WhatsApp. Telegrams. 0618951019. Our SMS is to 34519. Over and above that, our studio numbers are 010-140-3020. What I want to tell you is that if you're calling or SMSing from overseas, you must just use +27 61 895 1019. And we're here with Peter Feldman. What movies do we have this week, Mr.
Right.
Feldman?
We are kicking off 2020 with some very good movies. And with Oscar time coming up, they announced all the Oscar nominees, which is quite incredible. There weren't that many surprises.
Okay.
Two of the Oscar nominees are being released this week. One is Les Miserables, which is a French film. and it's based on the riots, and it's about the disparities between the black and the white French people, the police, and how they monitoring the neighborhood, and how strict they are, and how they treat the other people from other parts of West Africa who are now living in Paris, who assume they are French. And it's a story that is based on the riots, the early riots in 2007. And it also has a very strong connection with Victor Hugo's book. And I must tell you, it was filmed in the area where his book also was set during Les Mis. And it's one of the most potent films I've seen in years. It's volatile and brilliantly executed. It's the contemporary version of the revolution. And it's the police against the neighborhood gangs who want to be heard. They don't want to be beaten up. They don't want to be arrested all the time. And it's one, they make an arrest, and one of the neighborhood guys has got a drone, and the drone films what's happening. And they know, the police know they're going to be in trouble, so they've got to find the drone. And this is what drives the movie. It's one of the best movies I've seen in years, and I'd recommend it. It's been nominated for the best international film feature at the Oscars.
All right.
The other film I'd recommend is 1917. Sam Mendes has created this movie. Two young soldiers, played by George Mackay and Dean Charles Chapman. They have an urgent message that they've got to the front line about an imminent attack on the troops during 1917. And they've got to actually, it was the First World War, and they've actually got to go through the trenches, and they've got to find the head of the commander to tell him, to give him the message. And it's just their trials and tribulations as they go through the different sections. And it brings the whole world of war violently home. It's a brilliant film. Sam Mendes is the director. And they've got some name stars in, but they're more in cameos like Benedict Cumberbatch, Colin Firth, Adam Scott. You've got these guys in the movie, but they just as links. It just focuses on these two young soldiers trying to get to the front with this urgent message, because they're going to stop a massacre. And it's one I very highly recommended. It had something like 11 nominations, and it's one of the best films I've seen in quite a while.
And what's special about it?
It's the way it's
what's
made.
What's the gimmick?
The gimmick is that it brings the reality of war so intense, and it's a lot of the shots are done in one shot. Some of the sequences.
So the whole movie was not done in one shot, but it is a one shot.
Well, not the whole movie done in one, obviously.
Like, it looked like a one shot. Yeah.
But it's the way he's done it. Sam Mendes' style, which is very, very good. Then there's a horror film called The Grudge. It's a franchise operation. And this film actually is not good. It's about, they say, before you die, if you're in rage, if you're upset, if you're angry, you leave your ghost behind. And it's about a haunted house, and anyone who goes into this haunted house ends up dead.
Okay.
And a detective is trying to
find... Why are they not going in?
Well, the police have been told that...
What is the name of the movie you said?
The Grudge.
Oh.
It's based on a Japanese...
Yes.
Legend.
Yeah.
And now they've updated it again. There's more people...
The little boy.
There's a little girl in it. There's a lot of little girls. There's people in it. And I must say, I didn't think it was a very good movie. I've seen it all before, Roy. It was all cliches. There were very little surprises and very little fresh. Another film I recommend is Judy. She's also been nominated, Renee Zellweger, and she plays Judy Garland. It's an amazing film. It's the last year or so of her life. It tells about her addiction, her last performances in London when she played at the Talk of the Town. The film opened actually last week, and I thought it is a great film, and I think people should go and see it. So my question to all our loyal listeners is...
So first of all, let me just explain
before
to you guys.
Before
you're getting further, we've got a competition that will earn you two double tickets we've got to give, two pairs of tickets to New Metro and cinemas. You can see any movie you want except 4DX. Yes?
That's correct.
You 40X, can go to VIP, you can go to all the rest, 4DX.
And
no.
Extreme. They can't go to Extreme either.
You can't go to Extreme neither. So, listen to what he has to...
And not in the week of the release.
And not in the week of the release.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And you've got to tell them that it's a complimentary Mobi code when you get to the box office. Okay. Because people can buy tickets, Mobi codes online. And they last for 3 months. So you can use them within a 3-month period, but don't leave it to the last minute. Because we've had listeners who phoned in and said they went in the last day and they couldn't use it because it had expired. So be careful with that. My question is, could you name the director of 1917?
Guys, please name the director of 1917.
Yes.
1917. And you must send your replies to 061-895-1019. That's a telegram. 061-895-1019 or SMS to 34519. It will cost you $1.50. So, yeah.
His name's been in the news lately once they announced the Oscars.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people who are film fundies and enjoy their films will know who I'm talking about.
Here you go. So guys, enjoy yourself. Thank you so much, Mr. Feldman. And we're going to go to, there's one song that I really would like to,
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
Alright, believe it or not, we're back. And you know what? You don't even know where we are. So I was so excited coming back here. So I didn't even introduce my co-host.
Well, we had so much fun. So we just forgot we're here.
First of all, coming from the deep ends of Hyde Park. His name is, everybody calls him. He's the gentle giant. His name is Eitan Nadler. How are you, Eitan?
Good evening. Very nice to be back. New year, fresh year. Hopefully all will be what we call knock on wood.
No, it's going to be great this year. We're going to have a great year.
Just be positive.
Just be positive. And don't worry, if you can't get too many girls this week, this year, it's still good.
I will try my best.
Slowly. Okay. Don't rush. No, you're getting old now. One a month is good. Yeah.
But unfortunately, next to your client from yesterday, there's no more gentle giant.
Oh, yeah.
So what happened?
Yeah.
Yesterday
was someone I looked tiny next to.
Actually, you know what, guys? You must go to my Facebook. Is it on my Facebook? Otherwise, I'll put it on.
On Instagram.
There's a picture in my office. There's someone that took a picture together with Eitan, and Eitan looks next to him like I look next to Eitan. Eitan looks like a small guy.
But you need to put the other one when you are standing.
I'm actually looking into his belly button.
I'm telling you.
I couldn't hug him. So when I was hugging him, my hand, like my shoulder was about his ass size, weight, yeah.
Height.
His bottom.
His tuches is allowed.
So when I was hugging him, I was basically pushing my hand into his crotch, into his crack.
Yeah.
I couldn't, he's so big.
He's so big.
Right.
He's so big.
We found that later.
Yeah.
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story, there's bigger people than Eitan, believe it or not. I thought Eitan is the biggest. So I used to call Eitan to change my lights at home. It's a true story.
Yeah,
Eitan.
Yeah, it is.
Eitan, the light, please. I'm scared of heights, so who's going to go on that, on the big lens step?
You know this little steppy of the two steps?
Yeah.
The wooden
stuff. Yeah.
So and he's a pilot. You understand?
I'm scared of heights. Yeah. All right. All right. What do we have?
So Santon.
Santos. Oh.
Well, yeah. Let's continue. We're forgetting ourselves again.
From the dark, deep ends of Santon. He come to us. He is our Swiss watch and diamond expert. I want you to say hi to Mr. Liel Rimon.
Hey, hey.
Happy New Year, everybody. Nice to be back.
Happy New Year. Happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, nice first time we
some of us.
To
nice to be back in the radio. We never left. We never.
The time is now 37 minutes after 6 o'clock, and we've got with us the lovely, the beautiful,
the now best of the best.
The best of. Nicole.
Hey. Hello, everybody.
So you don't give the special.
No. Today,
no rumors today.
No rumors.
Best of the best. Only
the rumor says
we got some.
Only a rich husband.
We got some winners already. That's nice, guys. Keep on sending us the answers for the riddle. Get a double ticket.
So listen to a true story. Do you want to listen to a true story,
guys?
I love
your true story.
All right. The true story is, so the Pope, you know the Pope?
Yeah, yeah.
Jonathan, what is John Paul or something? What is his name?
Whatever
his name is.
One of the Popes.
One of the Popes. So he goes into, he comes to town, to an English town, and he's handing out miracles. You know, proper, handing out miracles. So Billy comes to him and asks him, can you heal? Pope, Mr. Pope, how do you call it, Mr. Pope? What do you say to a Pope?
Mr.
Pope,
Uncle Pope,
can you sort me out? Can you help me with my hearing? So the Pope put his hand over Billy's ears and make and really close his eyes and like taking a deep breath and really praying to God and about takes him like 2 minutes and then he released takes his hands off Billy's ears and says, "How's your hearing now, Billy?" He says, "I'm not sure. My hearing's next week."
You want to hear a nice joke about the Uncle Pope?
Yes.
You know the Pope once he was driving around. You know this Pope car now.
Yeah,
I think
the Pope machine.
But the Pope,
the Pope mobile.
The Pope mobile. Yeah. It's a Pope mobile. So he's driving around. Driver is driving around, and the Pope is bored, and they're driving around Rome and everything. And the Pope tell to his driver. What's his driver now? Angelo.
Massimo.
I'm bored. Let me drive the car. He said, "No, but you, Pope, you're the Pope. You can't drive the car." He said, "Of course I can. Let me, I want to drive. It's
true
fun."
True story, guys. Listen to
it's
this.
It's a true story. And, you know, the driver can't say no. In the end, he said, "Okay, come." And they stop the car in the middle of the road. The Pope is getting behind the wheel. The driver is going to the back of the Pope mobile. And the Pope is driving.
In zigzag.
After 3 minutes, he's not such a great driver and he's very old. After 3 minutes, you hear behind him, woo, woo. So the Pope is scared. He's stopping the car in the side of the road. The policeman comes out. He comes to the window. He tells to the guy, "Open the window." The Pope opened the window. He looks inside again. He's shocked, you don't understand. He looked at him. He said, "So can you just hold on 1 second? He go to his car and he's calling his commander. What's the name of Roberto.
Okay, Roberto.
You don't understand. Oh, I just stopped in the middle of the road.
See.
So he said, "No, I don't. Who did you stop?" He said, "I'm going to give you a clue. The Pope is his driver."
I mean, he's a very, very, very high,
very important guy.
Very important
Chico,
guy.
Chico, I've got a question for you. You're a businessman for many, many years.
Okay, I like to
think so. You have experience.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a good lawyer and a bad lawyer?
5,000
rand. Nah.
No.
A bad lawyer can hold you and take a case for years. A good lawyer can do much, much longer.
You know, there was a crazy argument between the husband and wife, and she says, I was deaf, blind, no brain when I married you. I just didn't have my eyes in my head. Instead of thinking of me, the husband says to her, instead of thanking me, that I took a very sick woman, you fight me. I can't believe it.
Crippled.
Yeah, think about
very
it.
Very crippled.
You know, my girlfriend, she's such a bad cook. Mm. She's using the smoke sensor as a timer.
You know, the wife says to the husband, "Listen, I'm going to shop. Do you need anything?" So the husband says, "You know, I want a sense of meaning and purpose in my life.
Oh my God. He's looking
I seek fulfillment and completeness to my soul. I want to connect to God and discover the spiritual side of me." So the wife says, "All right, be specific. Do you want Black Label or Chivas?"
You know John Wayne, guys. You know who is John Wayne.
Oh, sure, John Wayne.
He has five rules to life. You know, let me read it to you. Number one rule. Money cannot buy you happiness, but it's more comfortable to cry in a Mercedes than on a bicycle. Makes sense. Number two, forgive your enemy, but remember the bastard's name. Number three, help someone when they are in trouble, and they will remember you when they're in trouble again. Number four, many people are alive only because it's illegal to shoot them. We all agree on this
100%
one.
100% I agree with this one.
Some
cowboys
five.
Are too,
Also John Wayne. Remind him a little bit.
Yeah.
Alcohol like does not solve any problems. But then again, neither does milk. So.
Good one. You know what? So the father comes to Billy. He says, "What comes after 8? He says, 9. And what comes after 9? He says, "That is mommy's boyfriend."
That's not nice.
Is it not?
Not for the dad.
Oh, you know, I've got an old goat quiz. So it's a small quiz. So listen, and you know, like all
what's
my stories.
What's a goat?
Goat.
Yeah?
Goat quiz.
You asking us questions about
it's
goats?
It's great mental exercise for the over 60 crowd.
Okay.
Nicole, you just now.
Yeah.
So whoever's over 60 can, Eitan?
Let's okay. See if all I right. Can yeah. Yeah. All right.
If Moshe is listening to us, he's definitely there. All right. So, with which of the following names are you familiar? Uh-huh. I'm going to read number one, Monica Lewinsky.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Spiro Anquel.
Huh?
No. No. Bonito Mussolini. Benito Mussolini.
Yes.
Si.
Adolf Hitler.
Yes. Si.
All right. George Bergoglio.
No.
No.
No. Number six is Alphonse Capone.
Yes.
Alphonse,
sure,
yeah.
Sure. Number seven is Vladimir Putin.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. Right, right.
Da. Vladimir.
Number eight is Linda Lovelace.
No.
Well, I'll tell you later what she does.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Then number nine is Saddam Hussein.
Yes, of course.
Right. And number 10, Tiger Woods.
Yes.
All right. So, you guys listen to me.
Yes.
You had trouble with number 5, didn't you?
Yes.
You remember number 5? That was Georges Bergoglio. I can't even pronounce his name.
Yeah.
So, you know, you guys, the ones listening at home, you know all the liars, the pots, criminals, adulterers, cheaters. Murderers, thieves, sluts, and cheaters.
Yes.
Tiger Woods. I.E. Tiger Woods.
Yes.
But you don't know the Pope. All right.
What are the names?
Sometimes I worry about you guys. Yeah.
Okay, next.
I heard people. Yeah, that's, I heard some people. Robert sent in to this. I think this is a very nice Robert. I heard people say you can't live without love. I still think oxygen ranks higher.
You know, yeah. My girlfriend broke up with me, so I took her wheelchair away. Guess who is calling back?
That's nice.
Eitan, you're horrible.
You know, my wife sitting half an hour on the telephone, and then she hanged up and says, whoa, I told her, whoa, that was quick one. Usually take you like 2 hours at least. Say, well, it was a wrong number.
You know, my girlfriend coming out of the shower all naked and she's saying, you know, I shaved down there. You know what it's been? So I said, yeah, the drain is clogged again.
Go walk.
You know, we often laugh together how much we both competitive. But I always laugh more, huh?
You know, a man simply doesn't have a clue what real happiness is. You know, until he gets married, and then it's too late for him.
Late. Yeah. You know, there is no key to woman's heart. There is only a password that changes every day.
My wife told me to go and get something that would make her look sexy. So I got drunk.
I've got a story, a little bit long, but I will do it quickly.
It's a true story.
It can be. You will see.
No,
the
it's
end.
True story.
So anyway, it's an elderly gentleman, like 90 years old. You know, he just found out that he is dying. He called the three most important people in his life: his doctor, his priest, and his lawyer.
Okay.
And he's telling them, listen. I decided I want to take my money with me when I die, and you are my best friends.
Oh, yeah.
I gave each one of you, here is an envelope with $50,000. When I die, and they put me in the ground, just throw the envelope inside.
Yeah.
All right. Few days later, he passed. They went to the funeral. So the doctor said, listen, you know, he owed me some money for medical treatment and medicine, so I kept $10,000 and I'm just throwing in $40,000. So the priest said, listen, you know, he promised to help the church, so I kept $25,000 and the rest he threw into the grave. The lawyer was shocked. He said, how can you guys like doing this? I wrote a check with all the money and I'm throwing it in.
I see.
So let me give you another one. I have never understood why women love cats. You know, a lot of women prefer cats on dogs.
Especially the lonely ones. I find, if you see a woman that, you see those girls that send, they send the photos of the cats
everywhere. Yeah, all the time. Cats, eh? I can't argue with that.
Yeah, cats are very...
All the lonely women, they've got cats.
Yeah, so I don't have any cats.
Cats is a very...
Will you start having cats?
A good companion.
Let me explain what I don't understand about it. Because in the end of the day, cats are nice animals. But
so
they are independent. They don't listen to you. They don't come in when you call. They like to stay out all night, and when they come in home, they like to be left alone and not to be disturbed. Yeah. Now, in other words, every quality that a woman hates about a man, she loves about the cat.
100%, I mean, you know,
it's unbelievable.
You know, they come to me, they say to me, why did you two split up about me and my wife? I says, you know, I told my friend, I told him, she's a liar and a cheat. She says, she says the whole night she was at the sister. So maybe she was. Yeah, no way. I was last night with the sister.
You know, so this guy going to a very famous doctor, he have migraine for years. He doesn't know what to do anymore. Bringing with him, you know, this all of these files of all the history. The doctor looked through the history and everything. And he's saying, listen, you know what? I'm suffering from migraines as well all my life.
Yeah.
And I see that you tried everything on possible on earth. Any
Not
possibility,
any.
You tried.
Did he get divorced?
Not yet.
It's a very
But I will tell you how I succeeded to find the solution. That's quite helping. Not 100%, but helps. So, I'm coming home. I have huge migraine. I go, I lie down in a hot bath. And then it starts in a little bit. Then I call my wife. She's rubbing me with hot water, the hottest I can sustain.
Yeah.
And she's rubbing it on my forehead and everything. And it's starting to be much better. And then I go to the bedroom and I have wild sex with my wife. And you know what? The migraine is gone.
Kol hakavod.
Try. So the man actually going to try and everything. After 6 weeks, he's coming back for a checkup, and the doctor said, so, no, how do you feel? He said, doctor, unbelievable. 30 years, nothing sought me. You are a magician. It's like beautiful. By the way, you have a beautiful house.
Thank you, wife.
Thank you for your wife.
You know what? This woman says, I don't know what he's complaining about. I made him a millionaire. And what was he before? A billionaire.
Yeah. I'm starting to think that my lawyer is interested in making money only. So, my friend said, so why do you say that? He said, listen, to this, he's billing me. For waking up in the middle of the night and thinking about my problem, he's billing me 2,500 rand.
Can I tell you something, a true story?
Yeah.
Really, really true story?
Yes.
I had a lawyer that did it to me once.
Oh, rubbish.
I swear, he said, I was thinking about your case, he sent me a bill.
Yeah. You know...
Really did.
There was this big party, and these two friends, the doctor and a lawyer, meeting over there. You know, they're sitting on this high, low, round table, having a drink. Suddenly people come to the doctor, asking him, you know, question, pain, and this, and that, and this, and that. One after the other, and the doctor on a break telling the lawyer, tell me, is it not happening to you? What do you do in this kind of case? He said, listen, they're coming to ask me, I answer, and then I send them a bill. Just send them the bill. The next morning I came to my office, I switched on the computers to send them a bill. There was an invoice for my friend
from the lawyer
for 5,000 rand.
They gave him a good advice.
Let me tell you,
lawyers are.
Let me tell you. All right, we're gonna go to one song. Quick song. I don't know. I'm sure. Build me a buttercup. Yeah. William Buttercup, you remember this from the movie? What movie?
Something about Mary or something.
Something about Mary, here you go.
Oh, Buttercup.
Don't take my heart.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
Build me up, Buttercup. So, I come to my wife and I said, sugar, can you lend me $15, 15 rands, 15, 150 bucks? I want to buy a case of beer. Says, no, darling. I wanted to buy myself some makeup because I want to look pretty for you. He says, I said, to sugar. That's why exactly I wanted a case of beer.
You know, when a woman taking off her clothes in front of you, you know what it's mean. It's either she is really interested, or you are a friend number 99 zone, or she didn't spot you yet on the tree.
Yeah. You know, let me tell you something. Women are saints. They forgive you even when you're guilty. So, there was one, there was something, but it was in Hebrew, so I can't, I don't know, translate it.
You started?
Yeah, but I couldn't translate it. It was a problem.
So I told my girlfriend that my mom is deaf. So speak loud and slow. And I told my wife, my mom, that my girlfriend is retarded.
You know, two old people, they say, Jim, I just cannot fall asleep. So Jim says, the evil never sleeps. what can I say?
Yeah.
You know what? Tomorrow we're going to have with us a guy by the name of Warren Saitovich. He's going to be and explain to us something about... He's a security expert. He does actually all my security. And he's running a company called AWPDC. So it's basically Anthony and Warren Private Defense Company. And they offer like how to carry training. Is a proper training house, clearance training, vehicle drills and anti-hijack. Like, those things are good, guys. I mean, so listen to me tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I will be here at Chai FM, and I will tell you. Well, not me, but Warren Saitovich will tell you everything about it. It's good to listen, good to know. We are, at the end of the day, we live in South Africa, and it's good to be prepared. People say living in South Africa, you can put it on CV as a qualification. So, So,
life experience.
Yeah, and for qualification. Yeah, so I'm going to say...
You know, in the army, you get extra money for living in places like this.
Serious?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in the war zone.
Sikun,
in the war zone.
Yeah.
I just want to say goodbye to you guys. From all of us. Yeah.
Shabbat shalom for all of us.
Thank you.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
We're going to see you tomorrow. 9 o'clock, guys. We've got a date with a porn star, so please be here. And I'm going to settle down with the Beckys. Gold on the ceiling, guys.